You know, sometimes when we hear the gospel, we can forget that Jesus was talking to another group of people. A lot of the things that he spoke about and a lot of the ways that he brought things up were for people of a different era. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there are some people out there who work on farms or these type of things, or who are servants to other people. But a lot of times, you know, every now and then we can say, oh, whew, Jesus isn't talking about me. I don't have that job, right? You know, well, not so much so. Because what we hear in today's gospel is really kind of challenging. And it's something that, and while it's a very challenging statement, it also really holds the key of what it means to be a great servant to the Lord and the reason that we do things like that. I mean, other than the fact that we love him and we, you know, we owe him our freedom and all of these other things. However, you know, a lot of times we can think that, you know, God calls all these different people to do things, except for not me. Or even sometimes, you know, we can get into the habit of thinking, you know what, I go to Mass every week. You know, we might even think, you know, I spend all this time in prayer. I do all of these things, you know, to glorify the Lord. But here's the thing, and this is what Jesus is really talking about at the heart of today's gospel, is if we are keeping our faith to ourselves, we are missing the point. You know, the fact that that we come to Mass, the fact that we pray, the fact that we do all of these things, brothers and sisters, really is what we owe God. That's what we're supposed to do. But if we really want to experience the true love and the true presence of him in our lives, we're not called to do the minimum. We're not called to just show up on Mass on Sunday. We're not called to, you know, to say our prayers every day. We're called to do things for other people. You know, when Jesus says, you know, when he starts talking about this, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Basically, what he's saying is that if you step outside of what it is that you normally do and share your gifts and share your strengths with people around you in service of the Lord, amazing things will happen. You know, it's one thing, it's great that, you know, that I have a prayer life. But I tell you what, brothers and sisters, that prayer life that I have is what fuels me to go out and to help other people. And brothers and sisters, it can be the same for you. You know, you might not think about it too much, but you know, when you think about all of the different gifts that God has given to us, nobody here can do everything. Not everybody here can sing. Not everybody here can keep Father Mike on track when he's trying to do Mass the right way, okay? You know, each and every one of us has a specific gift, has something that we can do that perhaps nobody else can do. But unless we share that, unless we take those gifts which Christ has given us and share those with other people, it's kind of selfish. You know, when you consider that everything we have is a gift from Christ and we're supposed to give that back, you know, what can we do? But what does that look like? You know, there are tons and tons of things that you can do to share that faith. You know, we have some people, we have our focus missionaries who come out and help people, you know, learn and improve that prayer on their own. But that prayer that we learn on our own is meant to take us out into the world and to do things for Christ and for each other. You know, not only do we have people who have their ministries here, you know, we had students who went down to Mexico to help immigrants. We've had, you know, if you look in the parish itself, for those of you who that might not quite be your thing, you know, we have groups like the Knights of Columbus who provide, you know, who do charitable work for the church and also provide help for us here at, you know, at St. Tom's. When we look at, you know, the fact that for every football game, those guys that are out there barbecuing and doing all that type of stuff, all that help and all that they do is to help other people. You know, there are tons and tons of outreaches. There are many different ways that we can help people. And if we do that, if we allow the gifts that God has given us to reach outside of ourselves and to help other people, brothers and sisters, well, you know, we won't ever have to listen to that. You know, when you have done what you have commanded, just say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged. You know, we're obliged to, yes, to worship God, to thank him, to have a relationship with him, but that is meant to impel us and propel us out into the world to share those gifts. You know, everybody here has something special that you can do. God, and you know, this is a great time in your life when you can actually take advantage to find out what that is. I mean, in many ways, that's kind of what you're, you know, for our students, that's what you're doing when you look into, okay, what is it I'm going to do for the rest of my life? You're learning that. But all those are gifts. You know, some of us can sing, some of us can work, some of us can do things, some of us don't want to be out in front of a bunch of people doing ministry, but you can do a lot behind the scenes. So really, Jesus is really calling each and every one of us to say, okay, what more can I do? And here's the best part about it, is when we do step outside of ourselves, step outside of our own concerns, and help other people, all of those neat gifts come to us. It's one of those things, you know, one of the things that God never did for us is he never said things were going to be easy. However, when we do reach outside of ourselves and when we try to help other people with the gifts that we've been given, what we get is the opportunity to share that love that God has for us, and the gifts that you get in return are amazing. So kind of, you know, and I hate to, okay, I went to church and I got homework. Well, I'm going to give you some homework, okay? You know, here's the thing. Take a look at what you can do and what you have to offer, and then ask yourself, how come I'm not sharing that with other people? Everything we have is a gift from God, and we're meant to share it. And I can guarantee you, brothers and sisters, that each and every one of you has something special to offer. It might take you a while to find it, but I can guarantee you, once you do share it, once you follow the advice that God is giving us today, the world becomes a lot better place. Maybe not easier, maybe not less difficult than it is to live in, but you have friends, and you have God on your side, and you have you know, a lot better outlook towards what's going on. So your homework this week is to ask, what gifts do I have, and why am I not sharing them? How could I share them better with those that are around us? Brothers and sisters, if we can do that, we can really make a big difference, not only in the world and in our own faith life, but for those around us.